Hello. This podcast is AI generated, so please read the disclaimers. Follow us on Apple and Spotify. Wynn Resorts Limited, NASDAQ, Wynn, Q2 2023 Earnings Conference Call August 9, 2023 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Wynn Resorts Limited has reported that their second quarter results have exceeded expectations, running a rate of $2.2 billion for property earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, EBITDA. Compared to their peak annual property EBITDA of $2 billion recorded in 2018, the company claims that it has a more diversified business venture and expects brighter days ahead. For this quarter, Wynn Las Vegas has delivered $224 million of adjusted property EBITDA. The company also reported that the Las Vegas business was performing well in various sectors, including casino, hotel, restaurants, and retail businesses, which are recording higher revenues on higher margins. On the development sector, work on Wynn Al Marjan Island, their upcoming integrated resort in UAE, has begun, and the company is confident that it will drive a considerable return on investment, ROI, for Wynn Resort shareholders. However, business volumes might see some negative impact due to the ongoing Sumner Tunnel restoration project in Boston until August 31, affecting their table games business, while slots and non-gaming revenue have continued to grow year-on-year in July. Wynn Resorts executive Craig Billing announced in a recent earnings call that the company's non-gaming business has been growing despite the impact of COVID-19. One of the key focuses of the business is on premium mass and VIP tourism, particularly on the spend per visit, as the company looks to recover on the visitation side. Despite a decline in length of stay, spend per customer has increased, boosting the company's business. However, the company did not comment on the performance of the VIP segment. In addition, Wynn Resorts plans to spend $300 million between 2023 and 2024 on plans related to their concession commitments. The business is focusing on mass operations and has reportedly gained $20 million in Macau. Despite lower mass hold rates, the company seems to be holding its ground against market fluctuations. Cost savings have been put in place during the COVID-19 pandemic, which helped modify business practices and maintain brand consistency despite massive changes in business volumes. The company asserts that it has strategies in place to cope with any macro changes in business volumes. However, the talk does not disclose how much margin can be held in Vegas. The company remained reserved about future plans, responding to potential changes in the market, stressing readiness for any scenario. The company confirmed its commitment to adhering to permanent cost savings determined during the pandemic. The call ends without specific details about future predictions or moves.